Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We were talking about this, geez, that was over a year ago, that we were talking about the Missouri film tax incentive, hoping the state would pass something like that to foster more films and television shows to be produced here in the state of Missouri, like they are in Georgia, for example, which has become over the last 15 years or so a pretty big hotbed for the film and TV industry. And to talk more about how that tax incentive is benefiting the state of Missouri, Andrea Sporcik-Klund is the director of the Missouri Film Office and with us now on KMOX. Good morning, Andrea. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
So this tax incentive has been approved for a while now. How is it doing for the state, and what sort of benefit are we seeing?
So it passed in 2023, and right away we had one big project and one little project. So you may have heard of Soul on Fire, the film that's still, I think, in theaters. That was the first feature film to utilize the tax credit. And the producers were already ready to go to Vancouver in Canada. Oh my gosh, they would have shot a St. Louis story in Canada. What? Mm-hmm. No! Yeah. So luckily, we were able to flip it back and get it here.
You know, it's funny that you bring that up, because I actually was going to ask you about filming in Canada and how the tax credits now in the state of Missouri compare with those in Canada, because, you know, rather famously, Hallmark, which is based in Kansas City, Missouri, films all of their movies in Canada.
They do shoot a lot of them, but they have shot two here now.
Okay.
Last year, they shot the Chiefs love story holiday touchdown. And then this year, we doubled, actually, for Tennessee. There's a new Christmas movie that's coming out where you'll see Kansas City again with Hallmark.
So these are a couple of projects, and we know that Ted Lasso, which is a hugely popular show on Apple TV, and nationally popular, I guess.
Yes.
Internationally, too. I mean,
yeah,
that show did so well, and parts of it were filmed in Kansas City for the new season coming up.
Yes, yes, we're very excited. The first episode of season 4 was shot in Kansas City, and it was a big production. They were there for, I think, 3 weeks total, if you count prep and wrap. It was great. And then we can't wait to see Kansas City on the TV screen soon.
How do the tax credits, I guess just for some context, how do they break down for movies versus a television show, and, you know, how much they're getting breaks, let's say, in production, right, and crew costs?
Sure. There are two numbers that matter kind of right now. So there's the cap, how much you have available for film and television, and then what percentage you get back of what you spent in the state. So our percentage is very competitive. That we're competitive with Canada. We're one of the highest in the U.S. You can get up to 42% of what you spend back in the form of a tax credit. Basically, a tax credit is like a coupon for your Missouri tax liability. So if you owed $40,000 in taxes, you could utilize this tax credit to offset your taxes. And a lot of these projects come from other places. They don't have a Missouri tax liability, so they're selling those to Missouri companies, basically, that will utilize it.
So how does this work? Does a project come to the state and say, we are looking to do this, what can you offer us? Is it the sort of thing where the state finds out that a project is in the works and then reaches out to that company, the production company, saying, hey, why don't you do it here? How does it work?
Both of those ways work. So we have relationships with industry folks. My target audience has always been Missourians in the film industry in LA and in New York and all over, because they are the most likely to want to bring a project back home. So we have one of them shooting right now. Jacob Beats Up Nate is currently filming in St. Louis. And the director, Jason Lee, graduated from Vianney High School, went to California, is now an actor out there, pretty successful, and brought this feature film back to St. Louis.
Yeah, and specifically, this film is in line for $1.2 million in tax credits, which would be the seventh largest award so far. And he was interviewed by the Post-Dispatch, Jason Lee was, and he said that there was no way he could have made this movie in St. Louis without the tax credit and grant. He said he would have been forced to shoot somewhere else, so he's glad that he got to film it here.
Yes, we're all glad that he got to shoot it here. So they they apply and they fill out, you know, what they think their estimated spend is going to be, and they answer a bunch of questions, and then they get an approval letter for an amount of tax credit. But we don't give the tax credit till they've already filmed, they've already spent the money, they've shot everything, and then there's an audit, and then they would get the tax credit. So that's kind of how that works.
There have been arguments made, and we are talking with Andrea Sporcik-Klund, director of the Missouri Film Office. There have been arguments made that there's a pretty low return on investment for states that do something like this, that offer the tax credits. And in Missouri, it's capped at $16 million per year. So if when you hear that there just isn't much reason to do this because the incentives for the state to do it are pretty low and maybe actually costly, how do you respond to that?
I think that's a fiscal impact. So if you're just looking at fiscal impact, the state dollars out and state taxes back in, that can lead to those smaller numbers. But the economic impact of paying Missouri crews and companies, there is an economic value for sure. That's induced spending, money that would not have been brought to Missouri at all. So I do think that there is an economic benefit. And additionally, when these films come out, there's so much more excitement generated and a coolness factor that I don't think you can put a number on.
Well, and that's the thing. So obviously, California has a pretty big cap. Theirs is $750 million. Hawaii limits its credit to $50 million. Missouri caps annual film tax credits at $16 million. And interestingly, Georgia, which we've talked about a lot with all the filming that's going on there, has no limit on its incentive. And I feel like the fact that, you know, Hawaii, you would think, doesn't need people, you know, it doesn't need exposure. It's like this tropical paradise having a $50 million limit, and Georgia saying no limit at all, that states are realizing there are extra fiscal benefits, or I should say benefits other than fiscal for their state.
I agree. Yep, I definitely agree. And even in Oklahoma, they've still got, I think, 40 million,
wow.
40 or 50 million. So that's what we're competing against. All of those things that you just rattled off are all of our competitors. I'm hopeful that we can. This is only the third year that we've had the tax credit incentive, and I do believe we're going to utilize all of the $16 million this year. So that's helpful when the legislature looks at it and says, is this even being used? We can say, yes, it definitely is. 49 projects have been approved so far in 2025.
So what sort of legislative action would need to happen to raise that number or to eliminate a cap altogether?
You can find all of the legislative information on filminmo.com. That's the nonprofit advocacy group that really works with a lobbyist to change the tax credit incentive. So that's where you would go to find that stuff.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused,
is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And I know that there were tax credits previously, and that expired in 2013, so there were no film tax credits until this most recent piece of legislation. Who was it, Filmin Mo, you know, particularly, who was pushing this cause to get tax credits again, and who did you find supportive in the state?
Yep. So we did. We went 10 years. So I was here with the last incentive through the long, dark 10 years of not having an incentive. And now again, I would say that there was pending legislation every year for 10 years. So I do think that the Film and Mo organization did help push it over the line. I think it did. It just took a lot of educating, and we're still educating folks that commercials can use this, unscripted projects can use this. There's all kinds of different things that can utilize this and bring money into the state.
So what is the pitch like whenever you are trying to attract a project to come here and film it here as opposed to going somewhere else like Georgia?
Well, it helps when you've had like a big film like Soul on Fire, because that shows that we had the crew to pull that off, that we have an infrastructure, we're building our infrastructure. Ted Lasso is going to be a great commercial to the industry that Kansas City has what it takes, that you can film there. So all of this is, I mean, I think right now the industry is so tightening its belt and trying not to, you know, trying to have reasonable budgets, and every little bit helps them to be able to make this happen.
Is there anything else in the pipeline, any other projects that maybe we have not heard about yet?
Well, we have several reality shows that are on Amazon. You can see A Different Breed that's shot outside of St. Louis at the Purina facility. And you can see Ozark Law on A&E, both season one and now season two has applied for a tax credit. And then there's McBee's Dynasty up in northern Missouri on Bravo.
All right. Sounds good. I mean, we're glad that it's attracted some projects here, because I do agree on this point that maybe there is a coolness factor of Missouri mm-hmm. that is lacking. And so anything we can do to help that, because I think it does, you know, it helps raise the profile of the state. At least I think so.
I think so, too.
Andrea Sporsik-Klund, director of the Missouri Film Office. We appreciate your time. Thank you for being with us.
You're welcome. Anytime, I'll come back.
Awesome. Well, we'd love to have you back.
We'd love to have you.
And if you need us in a movie, we're both in the union. So.
Oh, excellent. Nice. Yeah. Good to know.
I forgot.
I'll put
you're
you on
right.
the list.
Yes, yeah. Thank you.
SAG-AFTRA.
We are already in the union. We're ready to go.
Awesome. Wonderful.
Is there anything else we need other than to be in the union?
Just I'll contact your agents. We'll do lunch.
I guess we need
lunch.
Agents, Ron.
That's what always happens.
We need to get
She's
some
brushing
agents.
Us off. Yeah. We'll do lunch. I know what that means. Thank you,
Thank
Andrea.
You.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.